Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes.
If you're not listening to this show, then I don't know how you're hearing this. But if you're also not listening for other reasons, then you need to stop not listening, because this is a show you should be listening to.
Afternoons on the Score.
If that's not a promo, I don't know what is.
You should be listening to this show because we try to have interesting conversations with each other, try to have interesting conversations with you, try to make ourselves smarter in the things that we talk about. My working thesis, and I shared my work with Speaks yesterday on this, is no one knows how to develop a quarterback, and everyone's just kind of doing what they can.
Yeah, you did share it. I felt the weight of the research. I felt the years of knowledge acquisition, and it was articulated beautifully. And you came in today saying that there was new info, there was new data to add to our growing folder on quarterback development and the conundrum that it is.
I like listening to this stuff because it really does give you some perspective. Now, look, this one, it's Tom Brady, okay? And it's Tom Brady talking with Colin Cowherd, which I think is going to be his only appearance with Colin Cowherd, which is weird because he works for Fox, whatever. But Tom Brady had some thoughts on what development should look like for young quarterbacks. Check out what he said.
It was always my job to say, well, I know what my play is. Now I look at the defense. Okay, I think I know what they're in. Does what I have call, is it going to work? And that was my judgment. And they would have to live and die with my judgment, the entire team. Now I developed the trust within the team, my teammates in the organization, to say, we trust you to have that final swipe at that pencil. Let's say there's a safety blitzing off the right side, and I got to run right at the right side. And I know that nobody can block him. I'm not going to snap the ball and run it into the strong safety blitzing and tackle our running back 4 yards in the backfield. I'd say, okay, if the strong safety's coming on the right and we got to play to the right, what do you want me to do? You want me to run to the left? You want me to check to a pass? Those are the options. That's how I would think about the game. I would hope that I would have never snapped the ball into a bad defense. Now, did I? Of course I did, because sometimes the defenses wanted to disguise a lot of things. When I played Buffalo, they wouldn't move until after the ball was snapped. So if the safety was coming down on the left or on the right, they were going to do it after the snap all the time. And they would just play in this little shell defense, ball be snapped, and here they go, they rotate. Because every defense has strengths and weaknesses to it. My job as a quarterback was always to delineate where the strengths and weaknesses were. And was the play that I had called, was it able to take advantage of the weaknesses of the defense? And if it couldn't, then I was supposed to get to a play that would.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. Because like especially when you watched him in Tampa Bay, where he was in full space command of everything as Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles just kind of handed the keys to him. He clearly was going up to the line and then deciding what to do and eating defenses alive at every single play.
Now the problem is, and this is the same problem with Jordan, where that's all well and good, but you're you. Like, will it work for someone else? Tom's rebuttal to that is, look at where I was drafted. I was drafted behind Matt Bowen. And look at what I ended up doing with my career. So if it can work for me, it can work for anybody. Mm-hmm. But that level of, like, that is reps, man. That is reps. That is film study. That is also autonomy. What he's talking about there of, we're in a bad play. I'm going to get us into a better play. How many young quarterbacks will recognize that? How many young quarterbacks will be given the opportunity to get there? Because I'm sure a lot of these young guys are like, at this point, I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Yeah, well, you know, we have celebrated the fact that Caleb was being given those opportunities early, and he was doing well with those opportunities. But as the struggles have come on, I've started to look at and wonder whether it's too much to ask the rookie quarterback to have that kind of control and make those kind of decisions, because it seems like he's going up there every time. And if they're handing the keys to him a little too much, well, that's interesting. I wonder if they got as drunk on Caleb's possibilities as some of us did.
I think that it's, when you see the stuff that he did in college, all that stuff that Brady's talking about, in the version of offense that he was running with Lincoln Riley, Caleb did all of that stuff. Now, there was also him just kind of being better than everybody, too, where he now, I think that he's learning very slowly, but I think he's learning, oh, some of that stuff that I was doing against Oregon State, I can't do that, even against a team like Jacksonville.
All right, so to be honest, like, that Brady stuff right there doesn't sound as much to me about quarterback development as it's about quarterback mastery, like the stuff that Stafford's able to do now with McVay, and the stuff that we're talking about Brady being able to do once he was a fully made guy. Is part of your thought process that Caleb was being asked to do master's level stuff from the get-go?
Part of my issue with Caleb is that I'm not sure that they... Because the texter was like, well, it seems like you're taking the pressure off of Waldron and putting it on Caleb. No, I think it's the offensive coordinator's job to make the quarterback's job easier.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Shane Waldron, with some of the concepts that he runs, has done that.
And guess what? That's exactly where we started the show, with Stacey Dales saying exactly that. Saying that, you know, your job is to find out what the quarterback can do, what he can't do, and then dovetail it around that. And it certainly seems like Waldron's not doing
that. You know
what
the other massive difference here is, though? When Tom Brady was a rookie and came in there to New England, he was dealing with Bill Belichick, Charlie Weiss, and Brian Daboll as an assistant. Caleb is not set up to accomplish that mastery like Tom was so early.
Well, but
so if you
want
to talk about development, they're not putting the pieces there for him to develop.
Well, here's the thing though, Shane, and just go back and look it up statistically. Those first Super Bowls that Tom Brady won,
he didn't throw that much.
He was a caretaker. He was just the guy that they asked to not make mistakes.
That's what I thought they were going to ask Caleb to do. That they were going to use their defense and try to run the ball, which they did well last year, and only ask Caleb to do so much. And that's not what they've ended up asking him to do. I made that comp all the time in the offseason and in the lead up. Like, you know, look, Russell Wilson's numbers for the Seahawks early, a Big Ben's numbers for the Steelers in the first couple years before he became a gunslinger.
But to Shane's point, as Tom is showing them, I've got this part of it now. Mm-hmm. I am comfortable with this part of it now. I can master this part of it now. Those coaches were like, okay, now we're gonna give you more responsibility. Now that you've been around the league a little bit, you've seen playoff football, you've seen it. Like, now you can add it to your own intelligence and break some stuff down. Mm-hmm. And then you take that next step, and the maniacal, and I say that with love, the maniacal way that Brady then went about making himself better physically and mentally, that part, you have to kind of be a little bit of a sociopath when it comes to playing this position well.
And that's why the Menendez brothers were such good quarterbacks.
They were great.
That's why they were so good.
I get what you're saying, but I guess what I'm saying is that I would trust this regime to pull it back on Caleb and do what Cliff Kingsbury is doing with Jaden Daniels and simplify things. I trust them to implement that kind of offense. I don't trust them to watch tape with him later, like I would trust Charlie Weiss to watch tape with Tom Brady. I don't trust 100%. Shane Waldron to sit down with Caleb and say, damn, dude, this is what you missed. Because I don't even know if Shane Waldron knows that he's missing it. But I would trust Charlie Weiss. I would trust Cliff Kingsbury.
Shane on Shane crime. I was not necessarily expecting that. There's so few of you out
there. He's bad for the name.
well, let's go back to that point, because I also think that's a good point. And I think that we sometimes are like damning with faint praise when we talk about like simplifying offenses. The thing that I like what Kingsbury is doing is I am going to make this friendly to Jaden Daniels with stuff that he's already done. And it's not reinventing the wheel. And then you add stuff. And it makes me like, if you're a Bears fan and you're looking at the Jaden Daniels thing and you're going, that should be our guy. Our guy should be doing that. And that should be the coach that he's doing it with. I think you have a legitimate gripe to be angry about that when you see the difference in the two guys. I still think that Caleb's ceiling for this is probably higher than Jaden, and I'm a huge Jaden guy.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Jaden has gotten off to a good start and maybe hasn't developed bad habits the way that Caleb is starting to might allow that to equalize the two guys when they were coming out of college.
Well, there'll be time to amplify that discussion, and that's going to be an interesting one, and one I think we're going to get to follow for a while. He's Lawrence Holmes. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's Spiegel and Holmes. You know, every year around this time, the extortionist himself emerges with fresh copy from his writer's room of sitcom castoffs, and he talks, and we laugh. Or groan. We'll do it together to wrap up Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.